Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the sky!
Good evening, everyone. This is Michael Brooks. I am your host of Ignite Your Life. We are coming to you live from beautiful Boise, Idaho. It's a gorgeous night here, about 70 degrees or so in the mid-80s today. But really, the show is coming to you from around the world. I am, among other things, the founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and we'll get into just what that is in a little bit. And today, I did my work and ended up having to go shopping to a grocery store. And I am like a fish out of water in a grocery store. It's always super stressful for me. I never know where anything is. And it seems like the store is constantly conspiring against me to change things around. I have in my mind where something's supposed to be. And especially the store I go to, they're remodeling it. They simply change things around all the time. I happened to see a video this morning, and it was done by one of our guests tonight. And she talked about how to make it a little more stress-free and healthier at the same time. And we're going to get into that a little more tonight because I'm kind of interested in how she came up with that. And her name is Valerie, and I really hope I get your last name right, Valerie. Hector, is that right, Valerie? And welcome
to the
show.
You got it right. Good job.
Hey, I know I missed it on a video that I was doing that I mentioned your name in. And Valerie is a health and lifestyle coach, and she specializes in anxiety, stress, and depression. Reducing that and making your life a whole lot easier on yourself. And we all have anxiety, you know, maybe not necessarily severe depression, but we can all get depressed from time to time. And I can guarantee you every one of us has stress, and Valerie's an expert in how to reduce that. So I'm really excited to talk to her tonight. As I mentioned, Valerie, welcome, and we'll get to some questions for you here in a second. And we also have all the way across country and in another country, we have Jessica Ehrenworth, right, Jessica?
Ehrenworth.
Ehrenworth, okay. Jessica Ehrenworth, she's out of Ontario. And Jessica does something a little bit different than Valerie, but they are kind of really closely related. Jessica helps people be assertive and in their lives and still liked, I think, probably. And we could all use, especially with the holidays coming up, if you have that annoying relative or something like that, that might push you around a little bit, how to be assertive, where you feel they're always taking advantage of you. And actually, Jessica did a video on that today, how to set boundaries. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, how to set boundaries and come up with your personal playbook. Isn't that right, Jessica? Am I getting
that
right?
Correct. You have it perfectly.
We'll talk a little bit about that, too. Keep it current here. So, Jessica, let's start with you. You have enough degrees to anchor a battleship here. So how did you evolve into your coaching practice from a BFA in theater and music, which I thought was really interesting, and then you kind of steered into the psychology area? So how did that all come about?
Oh, that's a loaded question. You don't know how loaded that question is, actually. So when I always loved theater and music, and that's really what I wanted to do. And that is what I did for the first, you know, few years after I graduated with the BFA. And I toured the States and Canada with theater companies, and I put out albums, and then I found out that $20 a week wasn't enough to live on. And, you know, my mom kept on saying, you have to go back to school. You have to just get something to stabilize you. So I started searching for what I wanted to do. And I ended up in an expressive arts therapy program. And within that program, I became a bit nervous that graduating without the psychology degree with an expressive arts therapy degree, I didn't feel it prepared me enough. I felt they were great tools to have and great tools to learn and use in practice. But I ended up in a counseling psychology degree. And from there, went into private practice. And that just keeps on evolving as life evolves, as businesses all often do.
And are today most of your clients worldwide, or do you do a lot of local stuff in the Ontario area?
They're both. I have a lot of clients who base themselves out of Ontario, but who travel a lot. So they can be anywhere when I talk to them because I have the capabilities to do online programming. I do get clients from all over the place, which makes things really fun and exciting.
I bet that does. Valerie, you have a engineering and sales and marketing background, and you have a real interesting story here where, if I'm getting this right, you had anxiety and depression, and that kind of changed your life and your career course as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I do have a civil engineering degree from South Dakota State University. I always like to plug them. I got my engineering degree and started working for an oil company, actually. And throughout my 12 years with that company, I developed a little bit of, well, I shouldn't say a little bit, I developed stress and anxiety pretty severely to the point of where just I couldn't go to grocery stores because standing in line I would have panic attacks, and being out in public just in general in restaurants was even an issue for me. And I didn't know what was causing it. Being an engineer, I'm a black and white type of person. I always think there's a reason for everything. And so I spent some time, obviously, taking medication for it, and that didn't help. I saw a psychologist for 8 months. That helped a little bit, but it did not help as much as I was hoping. And then finally, one day online, I was looking. I've always been a passionate person when it comes to health and fitness. And I realized that maybe going the healthy route was the way, the holistic health route was the way. So I enrolled in classes to learn more about what this holistic health meant. And I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school, learned over 100 different dietary theories and all these different principles about health and wellness. And that has been the one thing that has honestly really saved me from my stress and anxiety. We focused on many different aspects of our lifestyle and how to change those to really work more in balance. And so that's brought my anxiety, practicing those principles, to 10 down to a 1, which is great. And I knew this was something I wanted to talk about because stress and anxiety is such a big issue for so many people. And so I resigned from my job of 12 years last October and have been working on this part-time to full-time since then.
That's an incredible story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you have personal experience with it, and you also personally experienced the solution. That's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, you are the founder of something called the Center for Health and Anger Resolution, and you said something in your bio that intrigued me. You talk about the stigma of anger and conflict. What exactly do you mean by that?
So I really believe, and it's interesting, so, you know, we talk about depression and you know, 15, 20 years ago, depression was not discussed. It was really swept under the rug, and no one wanted to discuss really emotions at all. And now, when we look at depression, it's much more talked about. It's much more in the open. When we look at anger, people are still very fearful of it. They don't want to talk about it. When I get clients coming into my office, the first thing they say to me is, I never want to get angry again. And my response is usually, if you never get angry again, we're in bigger trouble than we are right now. Because the anger is part of your emotional spectrum. And if one aspect of that emotional spectrum isn't working, then no aspects of your emotional spectrum are working. So if people are noticing that they're getting angry more often than not, it's not an anger issue. What's actually happening is your whole emotional spectrum is off because it's not being used properly. And there's so many reasons for that to happen. But in terms of anger, you know, if you get angry at work, you're going to get fired. So what people do is they end up stuffing it down during the day, stuffing it down when it's not safe, and pretending it doesn't exist until it becomes a really big problem.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Valerie, how does anger enter into what you do with stress and anxiety?
I think Jessica kind of touched on that a little bit. I mean, everyone experiences anger, it seems like almost on a daily basis now. It's just, it's part of one of our emotions that we go through. And the clients that I've dealt with, typically anger isn't too big of an issue for them. It's mostly a resentment type issue. I deal with a lot of women who take care of others. And so they feel that a lot of the focus is put on the family that they take care of, whether it be a spouse or a child or a pet. And so I feel a lot more of the resentment type of an issue versus anger. However, they're kind of two peas in a pod a little bit. And so it's just working through that conflict and focusing on their reaction towards those situations and trying to move towards a more positive reaction versus the anger or some type of reaction like that.
Terrific. Let me give out the phone number. So if anyone has a question for Jessica or Valerie or even me, you can give us a call at 646-716-7979. And Jeff, as I'm giving out that number, since I'm out on the deck, an airplane goes over, then let me repeat it. The phone number to call in and ask Jessica or Valerie a question is 646-716-7979, and we would love to hear from you. Jessica, you talk about specific strategies, tools, and techniques that are actionable. And Valerie, you're basically saying the same thing. So what are the processes that go into, for a client, the typical processes that go into creating actionable goals for them?
Who do you want to start?
Jessica or Valerie, either one.
I know when I'm working with clients, I really look to first gain awareness of what is really going on, of those underlying issues, and then really understand both the thoughts and the behaviors that are going into them. So from there, we work out, depending on what each person's goal is, we work out actionable plans so that they can actually reach those goals. And the strategies are given depending really on what's going on with them in the whole picture. So some of the strategies that we look at are boundaries, as I had mentioned in that video you were talking about, and developing your own personal playbook. So really knowing what your own rules of life are and being able to assertively and confidently tell others what those rules are in a respectful manner before they infringe, you know, before you have your boundaries infringed on so much that it turns into resentment or frustration or anger.
And Valerie, do you have a take on that?
You know, it's actually very similar to Jessica's. The strategy is similar in the effect that we have to look at the root cause of what their issue is, whether from my perspective on health coaching, if they're looking to lose weight, we have to look at the root cause of why they have excess weight and what's causing that. Maybe it's actually a relationship that we need to look into that is causing them to binge eat because they are feeling dissatisfied with the relationship, or maybe it's a career that's super stressful on them, and again, it's causing them to have issues with what I call secondary foods, which is the foods that they've actually put in their mouth that they nourish themselves with. So it's getting to the root cause of what their issue is and then developing an action plan from that. And again, that kind of goes along the same lines of just continuing on a path with that your career, your relationships, your spirituality, and your daily movement, all of those primary foods need to be nourished in order to get on to that end goal and that, I guess, whichever path we're taking and to get to that end goal.
I said that I wasn't going to use the word awesome, and when I did a critique of my last show, I have a tendency to use the word awesome a lot, but all I can say to both of those answers is it's awesome. The phone number, by the way, to call in is 646-716-7979. We would love to hear from you, and Valerie and Jessica are here to answer your questions. They also are going to be part of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and let me talk a little bit about that. Coach on Fire Radio Network is a kind of a loose group of 14 transformational coaches that are all going to be hosting their individual radio shows within that network. And we're going to be launching on October 12th. And I've never been more excited about a project that I've taken on ever, really. This is the people that we have ended up with, people like Jessica and Valerie and some of the others that you've heard on the show. In our previous episodes are just absolutely amazing. They're going to be, you know, to a large extent, coaching you live on the air and giving you lots of great tips and advice. They're going to be live so they can take your phone calls right on the air. And I want to start with Jessica and have her kind of preview her show and what that's going to be all about. And her show will be starting here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is very exciting. I'm really excited for it. So my show is called The Assertiveness Solution. And what The Assertiveness Solution is all about is helping people step into their power and stay there. As we've been talking, you know, our emotions really play a huge role in everything we do in life. They play a role in our business, in our life in general, in all of our relationships. And when we talk about assertiveness, what we're really talking about is not only finding that balance, but finding a respectful way to communicate and a respectful way to use behavior to empower people. So in business, it has so many implications because when you're assertive, instead of being on each end of the spectrum, we have passive or aggressive, leadership improves. The conversations that you have with others improve. Your relationships improve. And when we're assertive, you cannot get to a healthy, assertive place without your confidence increasing, without your self-esteem increasing, again, without getting to those healthy relationships and a healthy emotional balance. And that's what we're going to be discussing and delving into on the show.
That sounds, let's see, not use awesome, amazing, Jessica. Absolutely amazing. And as I said, the network is launching on October 12th, and the shows will be rolling out slowly over the course of a couple of weeks, and we're going to have a lot of promotional activities, so stay tuned for those. Valerie is also one of our hosts, and Valerie, why don't you preview your show for us?
Yeah, you need to get a thesaurus out so you can, you know, come up with some other words for awesome.
I know, absolutely. I'll have to have a thesaurus right here in the studio, huh?
Yeah, thanks. My show is going to be called Engineered Wellness with the tagline, Learn How to Live and Thrive in Today's Stressful World. And I kind of developed that show around my engineering background, mainly because I like to think that I give my clients the nuts, bolts, and the blueprint of what they need to do from a wellness standpoint. And from there, we kind of customize and engineer their plan to completion or their wellness plan to completion. However, one thing obviously to remember is that this is a lifestyle change, and so that never truly does end. What we'll do on this show is we'll discuss topics relating to lifestyle choices that cause stress and anxiety, and then, of course, the holistic changes that can be made to create a more healthy and vibrant, fulfilling lifestyle. Again, as I touched on, we'll talk about how career, relationships, spirituality, and daily movement, which is obviously is exercise, how those primary foods are really the main turning points in your lifestyle and how those really can affect stress, anxiety, weight, irritability, all those things that we really want to overcome, how those affect that. I already have a few speakers and interviewees lined up, and it's going to be such an exciting show. Some of the people that I have lined up are just so talented and have so much wealth of information. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it will indeed be a lot of fun. Let's go, Valerie, to my shopping experience this afternoon and the video you did this morning. By the way, when we're talking about videos here, we're all involved, and many of the Coach on Fire hosts are involved in a 1-minute video challenge being done by my friend Danielle Sabrina, and Jessica's involved, Valerie's involved, and the challenge is basically to give a solid tip in about 1 minute and to do that on a daily basis. If you happen to be a coach or in the advice and expertise industry online, I highly recommend the challenge. Danielle is a terrific person, and she is really going above and beyond to boost these videos and give you exposure. So if you happen to be a coach that's listening or someone similar to a coach, like a holistic practitioner, I highly recommend getting involved in Danielle's challenge. And you can find her just go on Facebook and search What Vibes Your Tribe. So when I'm talking about the videos, that's what I'm talking about. I'm involved in it. Jessica is, Valerie, and many of our other Coach on Fire hosts are doing this as well. It's been kind of fun for me. I had to miss a couple of days due to travel and other things last week, but it looks like Jessica's having fun with it, and I know Valerie is. I talked to her yesterday. But anyway, Valerie, you kind of saved me today because I remembered your video when I got into the grocery store. My eyes started to glaze over a bit, and I just stayed on the outside. With one exception, I did have to go down the ice cream aisle. But other than that, I stuck to the perimeter. And how did you come up with that? And I thought it was an absolutely great tip. And it would literally, because you got, you know, your milk and your vegetables and your fruits and the meats and pretty much everything that you need is literally right there on the perimeter. And I never really thought of it that way. But it is kind of an interesting way to design a store. And how did you come up with that tip? And how has it worked for your clients in practice?
Well, you know, and this is just one example that health and wellness doesn't have to be difficult. And, you know, the way I came up with the tip, which was the tip I did, I think, the other day or this morning, I can't remember. They've all kind of meshed together by now. You know, it kind of just developed. I've always noticed when I go shopping, and I've done this for years now, that all the important things that essentially we really need to nourish our body, meaning the, you know, milk and eggs, if you can handle dairy and those type of products, the meat, the breads, the vegetables and fruits, all those important items are always around the perimeter, it seems like, of every grocery store. And so my tip was, you know, if you want to save time and money, shop around the perimeter and stay clear of that ice cream aisle, Michael. we don't need to go down there. But if you think about it, all the boxed items, the cookies, the chips, all that's in the middle of the store. It's in those aisles that we really don't need to go down. And I can go on a whole nother topic about reading all the food labels on those items. But you just need to stick to the perimeter, and you can get in and out as quickly as possible, save money from not having to go and get those chips that you accidentally go by and think you need. Just stick to the perimeter and get in and out and save some money.
Sounds like great advice to me, except for staying away from the ice cream aisle. Valerie, you have a very young daughter who's absolutely adorable. I've seen photos of her on Facebook. Her name is Madison, if I've got that right. Are you telling me that Madison has never had ice cream? It's not Madison?
Oh, she's had ice cream, and that's the other thing about health.
And the defense rest.
You know, that is the other thing I want to bring up about health and wellness. And I practice this myself. I'm not going to say I'm 100% a clean eater because I don't think that's healthy. You know, if you live an 80-20 lifestyle, which is what I do, meaning 80% of the time I'm on point and I'm following the principles that I need to get to my health and wellness goals. But 20% of the time, yes, you'll see me eating a piece of pizza or a brownie, whatever it may be. I don't do it often, but yes, we can have a cheat day and still get to our health and wellness goals.
There you go. I like that 80-20 rule as it applies to nutrition. That's a great idea. Okay, the phone number again to call in and ask Jessica or Valerie a question is 646-716-7979. And Jessica, today your video was about setting boundaries and coming up with your own personal playbook. Does that come from personal experience? I know that I'm often accused of people taking advantage of me and being too much of a nice guy type of thing from time to time. I've tried to, on purpose, stop that and set those kind of boundaries, but I'm not always successful at it. So how did you come up with that approach, and how has it worked for your clients and yourself?
Yeah, when I, you know, as I've gotten older, it's starting to sink in. And working with assertive principles, it's starting to become easier to stand up for myself and to say what I really mean instead of, you know, what I used to do all the time, which was avoid conflict or avoid heated discussions or debates at all costs. So really learning how to notice where my boundaries are. I find when I'm working with clients, a lot of the time the questions that they ask me is, what are boundaries? How do I know what my boundaries are? And what I always say and what I found for myself is the more I learned how to decipher one emotion from the other within my body, the easier it became to detect where my boundaries fell. Because for me, whenever something didn't feel right, I usually get butterflies in my tummy. And that, for me, is a significant clue that one of my boundaries is being overstepped or infringed on. And it gives me that cue to take a step back and to really figure out what's going on for me. So when I started talking about the personal playbook with my clients, it, you know, just came up one day. It really gave something that everyone could relate to. Because really, when we talk about life and we think about it a bit differently, life itself is a game. And all the relationships that we have their own sets of rules. And each relationship has their own playbook that we play by. And sometimes those rules are healthy, and sometimes they're not. But they're always comfortable, whether they're positive or negative. They're always where we are at that time. So when we start to think of things in terms of our personal playbook, it gives you somewhere to go that people really understand.
Okay. That clarifies it a little bit more for me, and it definitely makes some sense. One more time, the phone number to call in. We have about 20 minutes or so left on the show. That phone number is 646-716-7979. And Jessica, how can people find out more about you, your website, Facebook pages?
Yeah, my website is Jessica Ehrenworth, ehrenworth.com. I'm working on a new website right now, assertivenesssolutions.com. They can reach me on Facebook, Jessica Ehrenworth, M-A, or Twitter, J.L. Ehrenworth.
Awesome. And there, yes, Valerie, I said it again. Valerie, your website, Facebook pages, and then I want you to, I think what Jessica was just talking about with the personal playbook, how does that, what I want to specifically ask you is how that plays into anxiety and stress when you don't set those boundaries and have that kind of playbook. So if you could first give us your website and Facebook pages, how people can get a hold of you, social media accounts, and then go into that question.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep it simple with my social media. I do have a website. It's ectorlifestyle.com. That's ECHTERLIFESTYLES.com. And then they can find me on Facebook at Valerie Ector or Ector Lifestyles as well. And then getting into your question, you know, setting boundaries is so important. And I love listening to Jessica talk. She's so, just has a wealth of information about these topics. And I just find them really fantastic to listen to. And I'm learning constantly when I talk with her. But setting boundaries is so important. And when it comes to stress and anxiety, it's even more important, it seems, because it's often the outside factors that are influencing our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. And so when I'm working with someone who specifically wants to overcome anxiety or stress in their life, we'll say, again, we need to look at what boundaries they've set for their lifestyle, meaning for their career. Are they stressed out because they're working 16 hours a day? If so, what do we need to do to overcome that? Or if it's a relationship that they're stressed out about, what boundaries do we need to set with the relationship? Do we need to work on communication? Or, you know, these are things I ask clients, and it comes from them. It, you know, as coaches, we can't necessarily tell them what's going to fix them. We can help coach them to the end goal. But it really has to come from within the client. They have to be able to offer up the suggestions that they think are going to work and fix the solution. And kind of much like Jessica said, they have to build their own playbook. And that works the same for my side of things as well, too. They need to be willing to design and engineer their own plan with me, and I'll help coach them to the end goal.
Terrific. Okay, let's get a little personal here. Jessica, why don't you tell us a little bit about you personally and your family?
Sure. Actually, I just wanted to touch a bit for a second about something Valerie said. I think as coaches, Valerie, you're totally right. We don't tell people what to do, but coach them to find their own solution. I think one thing that we do, however, and can do is give that impartial third eye or second eye if there's only two people in the room, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but really it's very hard and very difficult to make changes in your life on your own. It's very hard to be that impartial viewpoint in your own life and very difficult to see things differently because you are you. You're so enmeshed in the situation you are in. And as coaches, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think as coaches, what I do is really provide that impartial viewpoint so where people can't see how their behaviors hook up to what's going on or how their emotions hook up or why things are going the way that they're going. As that other party, it's easier to say, have you thought about this or have you thought about this? And just to help people look at things in a way that they wouldn't have looked at on their own because they're so enmeshed in the situation.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I love the fact that you brought up of, you know, helping them along the path and bringing up the suggestions. And you're exactly right. A lot of times they just feel stuck. They don't know where to go. And so being able to guide them absolutely is the right path to take. So I agree with you.
Yeah, I think sometimes you can have all the strategies in the world, but it's still challenging to apply them to your own situation.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I like, you know, that third eye approach, really. I think that is literally what we all do there. So, okay, Jessica, a little bit about your family and
yeah. So my family has shifted form, is what I like to call it. When I said earlier that you embarked on a dangerous story. You know, when I first graduated with my BFA, my mother came to me, and when I told her I was engaged, she basically said, you need to go get a degree, so if anything happened to your relationship, you can be prepared, which was actually the best piece of advice she has probably ever given me. A few years ago, my world really fell apart. My relationship fell apart. My business fell apart. I had a business partner. So I kind of say all my relationships ended in one fell swoop, really on the same day. It was quite crazy the way everything went down. So I started looking at my life, and I started over again. I have three boys, ages, how old are they, 6, 8, and 10. And as they kept on coming to me and saying, you know, well, Mommy, like, whose fault is this? And what happened? And who wanted the divorce? And, you know, all these questions kept on coming up. And really what I said to them was, you know, our family's still family, but we're just changing forms so everyone can be happy. And what happened in that process for me was I became much more assertive. My confidence has actually grown a lot. There's been a lot of healing that's been going on with me over the last few years. And my relationship with my boys has shifted so dramatically because I get time to be, you know, as they say, you're not working all the time. And when I questioned them what I was doing, they're like, well, you're always cleaning and running around. And so really, I decided what relationship I wanted with my boys, and I've been working diligently to get that healthy, open communication relationship where we have lots of laughter. So that's kind of an inside scoop of my life over the past few years.
The way you wove that story together is just absolutely incredible, Jessica, and you got the solution there, and it's personal to you. That is absolutely fantastic. Valerie, before we run out of time here and get into the fun stuff, tell us a little bit about your family. I mentioned your daughter, Madison, so just briefly here, tell us a little bit about you and what you like to do, your family, and go from there.
Yeah. Jessica, your story is just amazing. And like Michael said, it's great how it all came together. Mine's a little bit more simpler. I married the man of my dreams. I'm a lucky girl, Ryan. We've been married for, oh boy, I think we're going on 3 years now, or at least in June it will be 3 years. And we have a 15-month-old little girl, Madison. And she is crazy, wild, amazing, until family and friends step in the room, and then she becomes quiet and mute. It's quite amazing. she's a completely different person when family's around, but we're working on that. And then most importantly, we have a 5-year-old Cocker Spaniel who thinks she runs the house and is still leery of having a little girl in the house with her. So we have quite the eclectic group, but we have a lot of fun by ourselves and try to keep it together when we're out in public. Aww.
That's a great story too, Valerie. Now we get to have a little bit of fun, which is, and by the way, we do have a few minutes left in the show. I don't see anyone on the line, but if you would like to call in here and ask Jessica or Valerie a question, this is Ignite Your Life, and the phone number to call in is 646-716-7979, and we would absolutely love to hear from you before we close out the show tonight. So, as I was saying, this is where we're going to have a little bit of fun. I'm just going to throw out random questions here that pop into my mind. I even have no idea what they will be. But let's start with Jessica. Sing a few bars, Jessica, of your favorite song.
Oh, my favorite song? What's my favorite song? I don't even know. I haven't listened to the radio. You know, music has been such a big part of my life, and I always swore that I would never become one of these old fogies who didn't know the top tunes on the radio. And I became one of these old fogies who doesn't know the top tunes on the radio.
Okay, we'll forego the music and theater question there for you, Jessica. And
I can do the sun will come out tomorrow and your bottom dollar back tomorrow. There you go.
Hey.
That's beautiful.
That was beautiful, Jessica. Or should we call you Annie?
Yeah.
On, Jessica. Annie, you know? And Valerie, I know just from knowing you here the last couple of weeks that you love golf. What's your handicap?
Oh, gosh. How about we say, to be honest, I think it's like a 15 or something to that effect. But I do want to mention something to you that you don't know is I have a hole-in-one. So that's kind of
my
exciting.
My goodness, I don't have that. And I play probably a little bit more than you. You have a hole-in-one?
Yeah, when I was 19, the funny part, I was out with my older sister, who is even a better golfer than I was at the time. And I think she was a little mad that I got the hole-in-one and it wasn't her. But, I think I could get back to my glory days if I did a little more practicing.
Sounds like it. Hole-in-one is absolutely amazing. Valerie, before we go back to Jessica, what's the best piece of advice you ever received, from whom, and how has it helped you in your life?
Oh my gosh. You know, the best piece of advice that really has helped change me, it really probably came from my husband. I'm so glad I met him, because we're complete opposites. We have a lot of differing viewpoints, which actually works really well in our relationship. And I guess it hasn't really necessarily been a piece of advice, but when we talk about things that maybe we don't agree on, he just reminds me that there are other ways of viewing things. And I lived a good portion of my 20s thinking my way was the right way. And when I met him, I quickly realized that there are a lot more ways of looking at things. So I would say that's the one piece of advice, or the one tip I've learned through my relationship with my husband, is that there are a lot of ways to look at things. My way isn't always the correct way. And people are different. People aren't always like me. And that seems simple when I say it, but when it's ingrained in your head like that, it's kind of a moment, an aha moment of, oh, maybe this is why we're arguing about this particular item.
Jessica, same question. Is that the answer you gave previously, or do you have something else?
I'll give you something else.
Okay.
I think what I've learned really through my clients and the work that I do, which also makes me feel better, is that really we are all human and we all have a story. And, you know, no one is born into this world saying, I want to make someone else's life miserable, or I want to be really angry and upset and frustrated my whole life, or I want to be miserable, you know. And everything that we do, everything that anyone does, comes from their story. And most of the time, that story is marred through hurt. So, you know, just knowing that, I find, gives me so much more empathy and patience with everyone that walks into my life and everyone around me.
Terrific. Okay, Valerie, the best book that you've read in the last year or so?
I would have to say it's a book called It's Your Ship, and it's about a former commander for the USS Ben Fold. I don't know if you've heard of the book or read the book, but it's different management techniques. And I find it interesting because he kind of bucked the system a little bit and went off from the way he thought things should be done, which is a lot of the ways I do things, I feel, you know, the right way, and not necessarily by the book. And so I find it very interesting, and I like the way that in the book he did what was right for the crew members. He supported them, built them up, and didn't act as though he was the captain. He acted like a friend when he needed to be a friend, but then also acted as their boss, more or less. And I just thought there was a lot of great management principles in that book.
Sounds like it. I'm not familiar with the book, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. I have to take a look. Jessica, same question. Book that you'd recommend that you really liked in the last year or so? Jessica? Did we lose her? Sorry, you're still with us, Valerie, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, looks like we lost Jessica. So maybe she'll pop back in and go from there. Okay. Let's just stick with Valerie here. Celebrity crush?
Oh, boy. No, I truly don't watch a lot of TV. Can I say my husband? Yeah,
you can. That would be an awesome answer. And, boy, will you win points for that tonight.
That is a great answer. I don't know if he's listening or not, but you know, I don't watch a lot of TV these days. I enjoy playing, you know, with my daughter and my spending time with my family, and then work, and so it just doesn't leave a whole lot of time for watching celebrities, I guess.
Okay, and we do have Jessica back. Jessica, we lost you there for a second, so I was just asking Valerie about her celebrity crush, and she asked if she could choose her husband. Not only is that cute, it kind of avoids the question. So I am, with Jessica single mom, I might be on safer ground here. So Jessica, who is your celebrity crush?
Well, see, you're not really on safer ground because I am dating someone, and he is, I would say that he is my not secret crush, but my crush. I'm in a very happy, healthy relationship and loving it. So I have eyes for no one else.
Okay,
so
you
that's
two
just as bad as Valerie's answer.
That is. Remind me to strike that question off my list. That did not work here. But if you guys certainly
okay, but I have to say, I did meet Jason Priestley a few years back, and I had really liked him growing up, and he was very, very kind in person and in real life, and very generous with. I guess I was a fan at the time, although we were at the same party. So yeah, very generous with his time, and just a very, very nice individual.
That's terrific.
And you know. Easy to look at, too.
Well, that answers that question. Okay, now you're losing points with your boyfriend, but that's okay. That's okay. So let's we have just a few minutes here. So real briefly, in one or two lines, Jessica, what's your definition of success?
Oh, that's a good one. My definition of success is happiness. Period.
Okay. All right. And how would you, in one or two lines, define happiness?
For me, happiness has been finding my voice and being supported within that, and having people around me who support me unconditionally, and who I, in turn, can support unconditionally as well, which creates this really good feeling inside, and that's happy.
As they say on Family Feud, good answer, Jessica. Same question to you, Valerie. Your definition in one or two lines of success, and then your definition in one or two lines of happiness.
Yeah, I would say success for me is when a client of mine finally just gets it, when the light bulb turns on and they see that the path they've been going on is not only wrong, but they understand why. They know that they finally have the tools they need to get on the right path, and it just clicks for them, and they're starting to operate on all cylinders. And then happiness, I would say, for me is when all my primary and my secondary foods are right in line, meaning my career is going well, my spirituality is on point, my relationships are going well, and I'm nourishing my body to the full extent. I would say that's when I'm truly the happiest.
That's a good answer, too. I don't even know who's hosting Family Feud now, but it used to be, what was it, Richard Dawson or something in the United States years and years ago, and the families would sit there and say, good answer, good answer. I don't know if you're even old enough to remember that, Valerie, but Jessica probably
is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, we have just a few minutes left. So, Valerie, one more time, let's preview your show, the title, and what it's going to be about just real quickly here.
Yeah, my show is called Engineered Wellness with the tagline, Learn How to Live and Thrive in Today's Stressful World. And we'll just be discussing topics relating to different lifestyle choices that cause stress and anxiety, as well as easy holistic changes that can be made to create a healthy, more vibrant, and fulfilling life.
Awesome. Jessica, your show, and Valerie first, your website one more time on Facebook.
Website is esterlifestyles.com. That's esterlifestyles.com. And then on Facebook, Valerie Echter and Echter Lifestyles.
Sounds good. Jessica, same preview your show and then give us your website again and social media.
So my show is The Assertiveness Solution. Step into your power and stay there. And the premise is really that most people live on the edge of aggressiveness or passiveness. And only through finding your own personal assertive solution can you start to create a healthy balance, which then in turn causes you to relate to people differently, build relationships differently. And that power of assertiveness ultimately creates successful businesses, life, and relationships. My website is jessicaerenworth.com, E-H-R-E-N-W-O-R-T-H. Facebook is Jessica Erenworth, M-A is my Facebook page, and Twitter is J-L Erenworth.
Okay. I think that's going to about wrap it up for us. Do either of you have anything that I didn't ask tonight that you'd like to close out with?
I think you covered it all for me.
You did a pretty good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let me take just a couple of seconds here to... You heard about Valerie and Jessica's shows on the Coach on Fire Network. That will be launching on the 12th of October. And stay tuned for lots of information that's going to be rolling out on that next week. As I mentioned, we have 14 transformational coaches that are going to be hosting their individual shows on just about every niche you can imagine. It is a worldwide network. We have hosts in Great Britain, South Africa, Australia. And it's just going to be a land Canada. I don't want to forget Jessica or AKA Annie in Canada. In fact, we have a couple of hosts from Canada, and we're going to be getting the schedule rolling out here in the next week or so, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I would like to thank both Valerie and Jessica for staying up so late. It's much earlier out here in the West, and I know Jessica's off to California tomorrow, so I really appreciate you taking the time to do the show, Jessica. And Valerie, time away from your duties in the evening. So I really appreciate both of you being here. Thank you again, and thank you for being a part of the Coach on Fire radio team.
And thanks so much for having us on.
Absolutely.
You're more than welcome. So, as I mentioned, that is going to do it for us tonight. This is Ignite Your Life. I'm Michael Brooks. I think we'll just kind of close it out right there. I'd like to apologize to Matthew McConaughey, Channing Tatum, and Johnny Depp, not to mention Jason Priestley for Jessica. We ran out of time for you guys tonight, because we had two amazing coaches in Jessica Echter and Jessica Erenworth and Valerie Echter. Hey, you two are sisters now. How about that? So
we're morphing.
The computer is telling me that we have got to get out of here. So this is Ignite Your Life. Have a good night, everyone.